Welcome back to Let's Dig Into That, where we embrace the struggle of being intentionally human. Join us as we volunteer our vulnerability in pursuit of growth and lasting change. I'm happy to be here with this guy.
That's right.
I am here with my heavy lifter, the linguistic gifter and fashion shifter. It's my hunk who can dunk. That's JT. Did you not just dunk?
I wouldn't call it that.
Did you dunkish?
I like forcefully shoved a women's basketball in a hoop.
Why it's got to be about gender? Are they smaller?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Because if it was a men's ball, I would have gotten stuffed by the rim so hard.
Oh my gosh! Hilarious. Just challenged. Yes,
I was challenged at the rec center.
Awesome.
And so I went for it. I regret it.
Came home. I was like, I dunked, and I was like, hold up. What did I miss?
And the voice you're hearing, everybody, she spreads love just by seeing. Her blink is like an eclipse. She lives in the present. However, I'm very fond of her greatest hits. It's Jordan, everybody!
That was just poetic sweetness. Thank you.
So I'm excited. Good. I was a little distracted as you were reading my intro, even though it was wonderful.
It was.
Because
we
got this email. Yeah. That, man, did it tickle me.
Yeah.
And it's a
joint tickles.
It's a real issue. I'm not going to just straight up read it because it was pages, but here we go.
Which I'm so grateful for. New best friend, you know who you are. Thanks for being so brave to share. All
right, so let me roll out this scenario for you.
Okay.
The person who wrote the email is a wife married to a man, and she's telling the story of husband.
They have kids?
Kids, yes, okay. They have kids. Of husband coming home and basically saying, my buddy Brad is fucked.
Exactly. Those were the exact words quoted from said husband.
And the reason this man is so screwed is because his daily duties to take care of their children are he's the one who does the wake up. He's the one who takes them to school.
Packing lunches.
He's the one packing lunches. He's the one picking up from school. He's the one doing bath time at night. And so husband comes
Lucky
to...
Dad.
Yeah, husband's coming to wife and saying, my buddy is so screwed because he does all these things. While she's in the kitchen and her kids are over there playing while she's making dinner. And she's just thinking, what do you think I do?
You could feel the pause. This is what was presented to me. And then I'm supposed to respond to that? Because,
yeah.
Yes, she explained that they have two daughters.
Correct.
And it is, yeah. The division of labor. We don't have kids.
No, we
do
not.
Thank you, listener. You guys know this. But I feel very lucky to be on the receiving end of, because we can all relate to having stuff to do, adult crap.
Adulting.
That needs to get done.
Gotta happen.
And so you could feel the weight of like, and this man, this stranger I married, is looking at me like, yeah, Brad is totally screwed. Like,
yeah.
He's like, yep.
I can't, like, what would you say if I came to you and was like, oh my God, my buddy is screwed because he does all the things you do?
I know that I just feel the steam rising where I'm like, okay, we have a lot of plays here. You can approach this. You don't want to blow up, Jordan. Like, that would be my move. And I think that this particular conversation and what she's like, gender roles, is that where we're headed with this? Like, am I facing, is that his complaint? That, yeah, that poor Brad got the wrong jersey? Like,
right.
Hold up. I don't know if I, yeah, so that would be a tricky one. Like, so you feel like you won because you don't know where the school is? Yeah, so what's your take as the pseudo-hubby?
Well, I love, this is something that every couple is going to struggle with.
And universal adulting.
We struggled with this, and we're not even talking about kids. You know,
right.
We have dogs and a home we need to care for.
It wasn't graceful or easy. I'm
no.
embarrassed to say that it was like, who ordered this shit? Yeah, how did we end up in this moment? And so everybody can relate.
Our issue was we spent a lot of time getting on the same page. Because we had different styles in how we get things done and what's important to us. And it's really about what you prioritize and what you take away from the things that have to get done. You know what I mean? When I think about this, when I first moved in and we started living together, you had this persona of, yeah, things need to get done go do them. And I was like,
oh, right. The mind reading trouble we faced. I did.
And I was like, I'm new here. I don't know what I need to do.
And I also still felt new. And it is like, we have some acreage and we don't own a tractor. Like, we don't know. So we're winging it. And yeah. Both came in new. And so I think that, yes, the struggle to communicate. Because this poor soul is in a unique, like, this is not the opportunity maybe to be like, you know what? I was thinking about you and like truly packing lunches and two pickups a week could do, get me out of a lot of jams. Could really free up some time. And so my empathy runs so deep because I think my biggest issue with all of it is the, when something is misperceived, when, if it's not done in front of this person or it's dismissed and you're not recognizing it. And so like, had that conversation gone like, oh my goodness, I couldn't stop thinking of how grateful I was all day because Brad this morning unloaded and I realized like, oh man, I'm not doing that stuff.
Right, but that's not what happened and that's not what this email was about. And I'm sort of trying to relate it to our struggles, and I feel like that does happen with us where I'll come home and maybe not recognize some of the things that got done while I was at work or vice versa. And it creates conflict in our life. And
I'm not looking for recognition, but it is that misperception of like, oh, all of this is on me now. And I'm like, hold up. It's not all because I've been here in the midst of the doing right. while you're away. And so it is a really tricky communication spot. But I feel like if you can't tackle the chores, you're set up for trouble, but we did not do a great, what we could have used was this type of a conversation environment when you would have said like, I'm struggling to read your mind.
So our listener brought up a great point in roles and you went to like gender roles. Are we trying to backtrack?
Welcome back to, no, I don't love to do that, but it seems like that was what this husband was taking from his bro time chat.
And so my question for you is, do you think that there should be like assigned roles to make sure your household functions? Like, what is the right way to go about this, in your opinion?
I wasn't raised with a lot of which is so cool that I was raised, and I'm actually taking this from an employment experience, but like I was raised as a roofer. Uh-huh. Like if it's under this roof you live in, it is everyone's problem.
Exactly. Your responsibility as well as everyone else's. This has got to get done.
It's got to get done. And so I wasn't allowed to leave my clothes on the floor. I had a lot of only child too, where it was like, you're good. And my mom had three jobs and my dad ran his own business. And so my dad probably cooked more. And like, I don't remember like grocery storing with my mom ever.
Did your parents sort of fall into their responsibilities out of necessity and the need for how we're going to make this all work as a team? But like, how do you figure out how everything's going to get done?
Right. How does that division come to pass?
Right.
And we've had some success with like, there are things that I'm sorry to say it, I'm just better at, you know, like I'm teasing, but it is nice. Like, I think this is human, but there are people that love a laundry chair. Where it's like, this came out of the dryer, good for me, still warm. I'm going to lay it flat on this chair until the end of time. And I don't understand that sort of layering effect does not give me.
I can help you understand that. I do. I'll fall on the sword because I do think
you're not alone.
Typically speaking in giant generalizations, I do think that's more of a guy thing. The way I was raised.
I got rid of my ex's chair when we moved. I was just like, you don't need that, lazy boy. Like, it's just a laundry. No one sat in it ever. Right. We moved in together, chair gone.
The way that I was raised was almost like forced compromise with my parents.
Okay.
Where I didn't do the cleaning I probably should have. My clothes did end up in a chair. I'm definitely guilty of that. And the compromise that came from, okay, we need our house to look nice, was out of sight, out of mind. And so I think there's a lot of guys that their parents or some kind of figure, mm-hmm. maybe it was a relationship, maybe as long as you keep that behind closed doors, I'm okay.
Shove
I'm
going to be okay with that. Shove it in the closet for company.
And I think there's a lot of guys that function that way.
I I know a lot of women, and I definitely have my moments, but you know me well enough that I don't function well.
No.
Without, like, I won't be able to stop thinking about it. When I breathe better, I am more imaginative when I've got, when, yeah. Because if that dish is sitting above the dishwasher right. on the counter, that's all I can see. Right. Sometimes I sound, yeah, it is a little OCD. I should probably get tested. But right. you were the one, sweetly, that brought a donkey indoors. And so that has next leveled.
That has changed things. And so I'm still sort of trying to wrap my head around, like, how do you, for lack of a better word, assign?
Right.
How do you figure out and divide these tasks? Because you moved
the donkey and we have, yeah, so I'm thinking about, in the spirit of we don't have kiddos, the animal care
yeah.
that we had to come to a pleasant balance. Because let me just tell you, so chores, never ending, never going to be equal.
I 100% agree 50-50, with that.
50-50, not a thing that I think is, if that is happening in your world, good for you, write us.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you.
And again, what we did that really worked for us, and we'll get into that a little bit more thoroughly, but that is, you looked at like, okay, you brought this giant hairy donkey.
He poops. He sheds and poops.
We naturally sort of divided our chores and the things that get done. And yes, the dog had a lot to do with it, because what I do is I'm in charge of the floors, sweeping and mopping, the windows, because the dog puts his nose on there all the time, and picking up the dog poop. And those are things that I do that we don't communicate about. Those are just things that I need to get done. And it sort of did come out of necessity. Because, hey, you brought this dog to the equation. Let's make sure you're doing the work to take care of it.
And you didn't have a cat, and I would not subject you to. Everyone who loves a kitty knows that it is the worst smelling from food in and out.
Right.
Nasty. And so, yeah, I think there is some, but yes, assuming that, oh, you moved in and the woman will take care of it is not at all a conversation I think we're
not at all. And I do think that that goes a little bit both ways. Because, like, we have a wood-burning fireplace to heat the downstairs of our house.
You live with a pyro.
Taking care of the wood splitting and all the chores outside to make sure that we have the wood, that's something that we tag team. And I really appreciate that. I do most of the work of getting the wood over here, and you do a lot of the work of making sure that the wood's accessible and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm just saying, like, it needs to be teamwork through and through, because what you have to avoid is the resentment. Because it's not going to be equal, and you should just put that in your mind right now. You know what I mean? Like, someone's going to do more sometimes, then the other person needs to do more sometimes. And
it's so slippery, because it's like, when is it too late? And you can't go back. And I would argue it's never too late. You have to say something, because that keeping score, that just tallying it up on the inside of, like, I can't believe, like, he never or he always. And the passive aggressive you brought up in our recent conversation about how that leaving a note is perhaps the telltale. And you and I have communicated, like, hey, it's really helpful to do a note the night before trash day.
Right.
So we just, and then it is a tag team. Yeah, all hands on deck. But what worked for my honey here was making sure the rewards are sweet enough.
Yes.
If I can tap into his love language during, and I make sure that, like, that connection is a big one. So there is a date afterwards. And you want to talk about how we got you to get excited about floors and windows?
There's a couple things, because, like, this was a big struggle of mine. Before I lived with you, I lived in a tiny 800 square foot apartment. Cleaning was never a priority. The space wasn't that big enough to get all that dirty, even though it did.
Remember my first visit?
Yes.
I bought a Roomba within 10. I asked him if it would be offensive, but I was like, this place is tiny. This will be a hoot. And so I bought one. It broke within 30 minutes with this dog hair. Yeah, it just died.
The dog hair is so real. But the reward that has really come with this is, let's talk about 2 hours.
Yes.
First off, this was a suggestion that came from your mom, and it's probably changed our lives.
I don't know how it wasn't written into our wedding vows.
I know, right? What we're talking about right now is time and how you manage your time. And the thing that I was really struggling with early on was I had a new job. I was working my tail off with that.
Demanding.
And that's what I just looked at. That's what I focused on. And so when I came home and there was more work to be done, I was exhausted and overwhelmed.
Fair. fair. So you, know you spend your day, think about the like just priority gap and meaningful work. So you're there mattering. You're involved. You're in a community that needs you.
And in the leadership role as well. And then you come back and
I'm like, check out this vacuum.
Right. And in the leadership as well role as well. And the reason I bring that up is because I was making constant decisions and they were decisions that were making sure other people's safety was prioritized. When I got home and there was decisions to be made and chores to be done, I was mentally exhausted.
Decision fatigue.
And so here's what your mom suggested to us. And it has really changed our life. On the weekends, 2 hours.
She also lived with me. So apparently I'm the common denominator here.
You set a time limit and you get as much as you possibly can get done in those 2 hours. And then you stop, hard stop.
It has been a massive success for us. Yes. 2 hours, go hard. I wear headphones, book on tape, loud music, whatever I'm feeling. JT prefers to be in the zone. If the TV's on, he's not. So, ESPN and cleaning don't go together, we've learned.
Well, I'm easily distracted. If I see something that catches, you know, a highlight from a football game, those things are like addicted.
Yeah, addicting. Absolutely.
And what happens is I'll see that one. I was like, oh, wow, that was incredible. And then I'm sitting through, you know, I can't have
and
the
then he wants to show me, which I appreciate. Right. And so, yes, find so what works for you.
Quiet and focused on what I'm doing.
And then the decision fatigue, we know ahead of time that what we're looking forward to. Like when I was younger, I think pizza probably worked great with me. When it was like, we're going to go hard and that pizza's going to come at this time. And then we're going to the movies later. Mm-hmm. And so figuring out a way, but words of affirmation being a good one for him and physical touch that, yeah, I'll promise some nookie for after cleaning day. That's fair. But because again, my house looks awesome.
And we live in the woods. You've even suggested, hey, let's just clean naked.
That is true. Topless cleaning happens
that,
a lot.
That is a very great incentive.
Right. It's a good motivate. I'm just saying. Again, Seinfeld episode. Watch, the moves. Like, there's some vacuuming. It's a choice. Know your limits. Know your limits. But that's very much allowed here.
Yeah, and I want to double down on the sort of the incentivizing and rewarding for these things. We're not talking about reward your partner exclusively.
No.
Reward yourself.
Yes. Because
like that's how you got to feel like, oh, I got something done. Now I get to go do the fun thing. Like that's how we get through these things that we don't want to do.
I think that's how, the convincing part for you is I'm like, I know it sucks and it's not fun, but I was able to attach intentionality to it where I do feel more productive, more creative. And just a better person traditionally when my house is in order and having a bed made. And I think that even if that intentionality of I know this makes her so happy and then we together get to go do this fun thing and we're looking forward to it, like that intention, I think, where no matter where it hits your motivating point because, we aren't having anyone over. No one's coming to dinner tonight.
Right.
Like, why would we clean?
Well, I hope this comes off as sweet as I hope it will.
Well, let's see. I'll be the judge then.
But when I clean, like, you have to have a why a little bit. And that's why the reward is
important.
That's
the intentionality. Exactly. I have to have a reason.
And so what's going through my head when we have our two-hour cleaning sessions is the rest of the week. You know what I mean? We usually do it on the weekend. And I'm thinking about you particularly because I know that this – cleaning up the space cleans up your mind. Bingo. And I know 100% that the work that I'm doing right now isn't just to make our house look nice and all that kind of stuff. It helps my wife focus. And when you're when you're on top of your creativity, the way that your brain works is inspiring. And so there's a lot that I get out of it too, is like I can feel it when you feel bogged down by a dirty house and you're not in your creative brain. And so that's literally my why is like, I want to make sure her brain can be focused on the things that are important to me as well. Does that make sense?
What an amazing depth of why, because that is really hard when you're just like, these pans are not, it's not worth it. And so I very much appreciate it because thank you. That's a
big
one. Of course.
This is sort of a funny question.
Yeah.
Because I have one and I think you know it, but are there any household duties that you just refuse to do? That they're just that unfun that you're like, nope.
Well, as the, proponent of like living alone that I chat about that perhaps too much because I do love living with you. I hope you see and feel that.
Of course, of course.
But so I don't know if I'm, again, raised in that roofer kind of mindset, but I have been known to outsource. I will throw money at the problem if that's available. When I was super busy in real estate, that I definitely had a lady that agreed upon a price that she would come once a month or every 2 weeks. Uh-huh. And it was kind of a base that allowed my sanity, because I did have a different size home. It was much easier to maintain. But I remember my ex-husband being like, is there a reason our home is staged perpetually? And I was like, huh, it does look nice. I am ready. That is a bucket list, like photo catalog shoot. Come on, bring it. And so, yeah, I was like, I could loosen up a little bit. And so I think we both have, where I'm not going to say I lowered my cleanliness standards, but I much prefer the life that I'm living. And yeah, the blankets tossed on the couch, where that would be an instant like, ooh, I'm gonna fold those up origami style. Then now I'm like, ooh, that was so nice to get a cuddle last night and be able to watch that movie we've been meaning to for 3 months or whatever. Yeah. And so, yeah.
I appreciate that.
Something I don't think, well, I mean, again, Reuben poop is like kind of something.
I get that. I get that 100%. Well, what I was thinking about is...
And you watched me throw away a waffle maker. Yes. That sometimes I'm just like, nope. So...
That was the right call.
That was the right call.
That waffle was never coming out, and it was done.
We talked about taking down wallpaper, and I said we could move, and was completely serious. And so,
well,
yeah.
This might sound magical thinking territory, maybe a little skewed, but let me tell you my perspective. Not sure it's healthy. But the chore that I hate more than anything, and I can't remember a time I've done it for us, is emptying the dishwasher. It drives me insane.
See, and that's a meditation for me.
See, that's how I feel about hand washing dishes. I'm fine with washing them. I don't want to put them away. I don't know what that's really about.
I hate hand washing dishes because I have showered. I am covered in bubbles. I'm never not soaked.
Right.
It's because I do things real fast.
But let me tell you how I think about it that makes it better is I look at when you put away the dishes from the dishwasher, it's an opportunity to practice extreme gratitude. Because I am so grateful.
He does.
Because I hate that chore. When you do it, I'm like, thank you. And I make sure to be extremely grateful. And I think there's a lot of healthy to that. But not doing something so you can be grateful that someone else did it isn't a good reason to not do something. But
I'm realizing I got to soften these edges because you are wonderful about the dishwasher gratitude. But one day, a while back, JT hollers to me, hey, is the dishwasher clean or dirty? As he's like, had his hand near it. And that I wasn't allowed to ask questions like that. I don't think that it was like, you got eyes? And hands. There is no need for me to be involved. And so, but I do. But
we had one of those old things that you flipped if it was dirty or clean.
I did see a Big Lebowski magnet on my Austin vacation that was dirty with the Jesus on one side and the Big Lebowski on the other that said clean. I thought about it, but no, because we have eyes and hands. Let's use them while we got them.
And but when you're putting a dish on the top rack and you're not examining the rest of the dishes, it's nice to know, oh, this is dirty. I can throw this dish in there. And so I'm not the only person that...
No, you're not alone. You're not alone. But I did have a sassy response. And so, I don't empty the dishwasher topless ever. And so can you imagine? That'd be next level. It'd be like anniversary treats.
This episode of Let's Dig Into That is brought to you by...
Introducing Chore No More, the ultimate life hack for grown-ups. Are you tired of pretending you have it all together? Exhausted from managing bills, laundry, grocery shopping, and acting like you know what hedge funds are? Well, now there's Chore No More, the only product that makes adulting as easy as the alleged Sunday morning. How does it work? Simply activate Chore No More and watch your chores disappear. It's like hiring a cleaning crew, but way cheaper and with no awkward small talk. Features include laundry be done. Tired of sorting, washing, drying, and folding? We'll do it for you. Disclaimer, we cannot fold fitted sheets, but we'll try. Bill Buddy. Forget paying your own bills. Chore No More will somehow convince your parents, your cat, or even your neighbor to take over all your financial responsibilities. Let's not forget Grocery Genie. Just close your eyes and say, I need noodles, and Chore No More will be at your door. But wait, that's not all. Order now and we'll include a primo fake calendar so you can impress your friends with your incredibly busy schedule. Go ahead, jot down that yoga class you have no intention of attending. We won't judge. Call now and say arrivederci to adulthood.
Warning, Chornum War cannot prevent existential dread, but it can help you forget about it for a while.
So how has this evolved for you? Have I been good or bad, a positive or negative influence on like household and how we manage our time?
I think that you've been extremely positive for me because the reality of the situation is as a single guy, I wasn't concerned about any of this. None of like keeping up the house was something that I thought about ever. And it's really, really important. And I'll tell you why. A sense of ownership and belonging. You, when you take care of the things that you have, the person that it turns you and shapes you into, like, it's so important. Like, I make the bed every morning, unless our sheets are dumb.
Oh, our sheets are dumb right now. Yep.
But it's made me a more regimented person, and it's actually helped me prioritize what's really important to me. And so I never really looked at this as something that was important. I always looked at it as a time suck. And now I recognize how important it is to care for the things that you have. But you're also right in the sense of what it does for your brain and your mind. And I never thought about how the space I was in really affected my creative output, the way that my brain functions. And I'd be lying to say that you're not dead on right about that. However, my threshold to ignore is much higher than yours.
You can put the blinders on. You are really great. If we try to work together, let's laptops out in a coffee shop, JT can crank out some really incredible stuff. And I'm just like, okay, did you notice that there were six people that walked in that all had, I'm not doing anything. I'm so distracted by it all.
Well, when I was in college, I was the guy with my laptop open in the middle of a party, like, oh shit, I have a poem due tomorrow that I haven't worked on anything. And I'm just observing the party and writing. And like, I don't know, I did some of my best work in complete chaos.
I would have so flirted with that guy.
I can totally just like shut it down for what's going on around me. And it's a wonderful skill, unless there's duties and responsibilities that you're shutting down.
Well, I'm glad to think to hear that like prideful ownership too. Like I remember a buddy in middle school that would wear a suit on test day.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it was awesome. And I can't wear comfies on like that changed me. And so I remember you had paint on your hands going to an interview and I was beside myself. I'm like, I can get that off real quick. I have many chemicals I can find to burn your skin
off. And what happened?
You got that job.
Because of me, but at the same time.
Right. I was like,
but they mentioned the paint on my hands and said it was a plus.
Yep. Yep. That'll be handy. And so it did. I stand corrected.
Well, that was a one-off.
But
it was funny.
So great on, for me, when I was like, whoa, I am giving a ton of focus to stuff that really doesn't give me. My why was not enough that I just wanted to resentfully scrub that toilet. I just wanted to stew in that kind of ick. And so what's been great is it's allowed me to, I credit you for, like, now I'm thinking in a really happy, healthy way about that, the bigger picture, the what are those priorities in the future planning. Because speaking of chores, like, talk about shit we don't want to talk about is like, yeah, it's hard to bring those
conversations.
Which
is why we do this. Yeah.
And being an only child with parents and having no kids of our own, like, it requires some communication.
Yes.
And the thing that keeps popping up is we keep hearing the, oh man, wish we would have started that paperwork 5 years ago or started this saving or what. It's never too early,
right?
Says the girl that opened a Roth IRA at 15 and a half. Like that. But I have had this opportunity to think about the future with an entirely new, it's not just about financial planning. Very, very, very important. Because care and whatnot, but this holistic idea is new to me on, wow, I want to set us up for like this rock star community. I want to make sure, like, what am I doing right now to make sure my mental health, my happiness, my hobbies are tracking.
Right.
With like, because I'm not about that. We've done aging. Like, no, I'm going to stay right here. But I think that if I, again, much like the rewards with chores is I'm not waiting for a certain time to start traveling. That's not me.
Right.
But I do want to plant things that I'm looking forward to. Because I mean, if Jane Fonda's not proof positive that we got as many legacies and lifetimes as you want to wrap in.
That's right.
To one, do it.
I love the transition here. Amazing. Because that's exactly what happens. When you figure out how to get those little things done in your life, the chores that we dread, it allows you to open up those other elements of your life. And that's exactly what I was telling you about. Like, what goes through my mind is the upcoming week and how much this impacts that. Take it to a much bigger scale. Mm-hmm. Now you can actually focus on where you want your dreams, aspirations, goals. Are they in line with where you want to be? Like, it starts small, but it has a giant impact, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly right. It has that trickle down effect. And so, and when you're feeling good, because it, yeah, it's not about the vacuum lines all the time. And so I think that, yeah, like even going back to the financial side, diversifying, not just that portfolio, but diversifying your life, making sure you are checking in on, like, I have been doing this for so long. Is there some reason for that? Maybe it does come to you want to outsource, if possible, like a little bit of extra help in, you know, certain areas. And so also a time to diversify and tell those stinking stories. Like, right? It's time to keep the legacy alive. And like, no one knows what's important. Like, oh, I want to keep this farm in the family. You love when that comes up, like deathbed moment. And you're like, what? The farm that has been, yeah, flooded and caught fire. Like, what? That is important to you? We should jot this down. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it makes me, yeah, excited to try to be proactive and positive about what's coming down the line.
So let me just get this straight. You are saying that finding a way to efficiently do small household chores has led you to an understanding of your priorities in one way or another.
Yes, you helped to adjust my perspective.
Oh, I wasn't looking for credit.
I needed the shakeup because it, like, I moved to maintain what I was doing in this new space that I entered slightly before you, that it was overwhelming would be the exact word. So the shakeup might have presented itself, but I love that you were like, why are you motivated to head down this, you know, chore to-do list? Because it's not going away. And you helped me, yeah, what the hell? Why do I feel the need?
Right, and just a dumb example for folks. In the summertime, Jordan's spending an hour cleaning out our fireplace. I was like, why are you doing that?
Seems right. Felt right. Yeah, when the moment strikes.
Yeah. And again, great positive thing to do, but I was just like, we're not going to use that fireplace for like 4 months.
You know what? That bitch be ready. She is ready to rage when the time is right.
But a lot of times what that signals for me, and and you've been so helpful in my life to this, is a lot of times I will get intentionally distracted by tasks.
Yeah.
Because
that's a sign of something, that I'm cleaning the fireplace.
Yes, like, exactly right. Because I'm overly anxious or stressed out about mm-hmm. something else. So I'm finding other much less meaningful tasks to sort of make me feel productive. And it's like a false sense of security. And so I think there's a lot to that. And we've helped each other in that sense of, that is one of my sort of coping mechanisms, is that when I'm overwhelmed, I do things that are unimportant and don't spend my time efficiently. And you've really helped me with that. And I think that's, maybe you're giving me the same compliment. And
yeah, I think you helped tone down my perfectionism. And that is a huge compliment, because that is a taxing way to live. And I wouldn't consider myself, because trust me, like, not close to that. But I struggle with, I think you're kind of alluding to the same thing, where I'll be like, okay, I'm going to tackle this one tiny project. And then I look outside and I'm like, man, we really need to get some landscaping done. And then I am instantly in a spiral of, it's too much. Nothing gets done. Zero. Yes. Zero. I don't accomplish. And so that's why the 2-hour cleaning also helped, where it's like, just power. And then
just do. Don't think.
That clock hits whatever time and you are tapping out. Mm-hmm. Yep. Dumping that mop water. And so, yeah, I think that the that letting go and the prioritizing was a huge part.
Gotcha. I want you to elaborate a little bit more on the letting go. And other than like the 2-hour cleaning that we've instituted, what are some of the strategies that you've added to your life that get you out of that stuck feeling? You know what I mean? Like when you're overwhelmed by all the tasks ahead of you that you just do nothing. I think we've all been there. I've definitely been there. What other kind of things do you do that help? And it could be super small, but like.
I was going to say help. That's a good one because avoidant. Like I can come up with endless, but it does like the best answer for me, I rarely utilize. Who can, yeah, holler if you're with me, you know, but if I could sit and turn on some tunes and write, it would usually help sort my mind and get out. And I wouldn't, sometimes I don't even know, but like to take the time to like check in on myself, those people that are meditating, all of that, like a dog walk. I feel like I'm, cause for me, it is that productivity.
Yes.
And so sometimes the cleaning the fireplace, that has to get done. And if I'm working through something, you know, mentally, but usually it is a distraction of that stuckness. And so if I could write, work out,
yeah.
Like get a, yeah, fresh air, something, mix it up. Because we aren't supposed to be idle. And I am a multitasking, I would argue, rest and relaxation important. Also, I like to schedule that.
You said exactly what I was hoping you were going
Thank
to.
Thank goodness.
I think that it's, for you. I think it's so important. If you're struggling with your priorities and you feel like these tasks that are, these chores that we're calling them, are just getting in the way of what you actually want to do, set the same time frame for your things that you want to do. If it's writing or creative projects, mm-hmm. spend 2 hours doing that before you do your 2-hour cleaning. Like it changes your mindset so immensely to have worked on what you actually wanted to work on and then step away to take a break to get those chores done.
How much nicer and more lovely am I to be with when you are exactly right. If I prioritize the shit that's important,
yes.
Seems logical.
Do it first.
And even if that means for me, my success does come when I can get it going, wake up early, and just knock that out. And I hate to use that phrase, but it feels really, I feel like I am a knockout after that's finished, as opposed to the vibe a couple days ago. He's had the longest day and comes in and has a 45-minute window before a meeting. And I was utterly unavailable because I had not finished. I had spoken for that time and it was not a good look. And well, so I was mad at myself for not having prioritized and I let it show on my face and energy at you.
But we didn't fight about it. It wasn't a problem. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so we handled it just fine.
The reconvening post-meeting was awesome.
Right. And just the awareness there is means to change. If it's something that really bothered you, you're aware of it and will do better in the future. And that's sort of how you have to frame it. And that's what I mean about do the things that you want to do first, because you're putting that energy into the next option, mm-hmm. if that makes any kind of sense. And I think that's the biggest change for me, is that I have to do the thing that I need to do first and get started on it, get that energy flowing. And then I'm even more productive when it comes to the tasks and chores that I have to get done. And then I can get back into mm-hmm. what I was doing. The mornings where you write 200 to 400 words are our best days. You know what I mean?
Yep. I'll lean into that for sure. But it is, the too much time is another, like that's, I think what I'm trying to get to the point of is like simplifying and the making the time to be introspective enough to go, yeah, what, setting yourself, because again, okay, I'm sorry, I'm jumping here, but
it's all right.
I can't help but think about, have you seen, I know I've made you watch a little bit, but Swedish Death Cleaning.
Yes.
I am so attracted to this show, and I think it might be my lost calling, is this concept, Swedish Death Cleaning, I believe, don't even know what network it's on, can find out and put it in the notes, but it's basically, you know what? You're going to leave eventually and all of this stuff will be here. Going back to even telling the stories that I love a good cleanse, a good spring clean. And I think that I want to revolutionize the cold family meeting and make it the chill family hang.
Uh-huh.
And so, and figure out how we can kind of talk about like, yeah, we need to get a plan for grandpa. Or I'm really curious what mom wants, or like, and make that more fun, because I think knowing those priorities, because I even think that stress takes up time and like it's just whole as a holding
your emotional place. Bandwidth is limited, and that's something that can definitely. And so as far as like discussing this, and what we're talking about is time management. And what I don't think enough people think about is your emotional bandwidth is going to expire probably before the time that you actually have in your day. And so correct. When the family meeting aspect and the stress that that stuff carries is so heavy and hard to deal with, you have to have something where you can communicate efficiently and make it somewhat enjoyable is yes. what I think you're saying.
How can you make the rewards enough? And I think there's opportunity there in the prep work. Like, again, in the whole going back to our listener that shared her poor Brad is effed story, that this is little by little, tiny steps of like, hey, you know what? You pointed out that story. Could we add one thing to your docket? And that would actually have a huge impact on me, where in these conversations, you aren't going to like holding saying to anyone, we're going to have a big family meeting. That is so daunting. Everyone, I always think like that's an intervention waiting mm-hmm. to happen. I'm in trouble for something. And I think if you can make those, if we can, the whole point of this podcast, if we can make those uncomfortable conversations a little more part of the regular flow and can make everybody feel empowered and not, you know, cornered, is really, really powerful.
And it's hard not to be defensive when someone needs you to do something that you don't want to do. It feels like they're asking something of you. I think the most important, going back to our listener question, Brad being effed, at no time do we get to hear about all the things that Brad's wife, mother of his children, are doing, because I guarantee you it is immense. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, and so the conversation needs to come.
We don't know Brad's world.
Right. It's not fair for anyone to be analyzing like, oh, wow, he does all these things. I'm sure there's a reason for that. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, he's doing those things, one, because he's a friggin' dad. Right. Those are his kids.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I guarantee you it's because mom is doing something equally as awesome, if not, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know the full picture. And so making sure that everyone's perspective is included is so important. That's why I love that you went to the family meeting. Like, we're planning for the future. You have to make sure that we're seeing the perspectives at hand.
Right. Because there are more parties involved than, just the two right here.
Right.
You're absolutely right. And Brad, you have an opportunity here, man. So for the way you frame that, like, man, I am strung out right now. I am doing a lot of parenting.
Brad sounds like a superhero in my opinion.
Yeah, because my badass partner is finishing her degree, is doing this.
Right. We don't know.
Is suffering from postpartum. Who the hell knows?
Right.
But come on, Brad. Frame it right. We are so grateful for our listener writing in. Make those rewards sweet. None of this is fun, but it's got to get done.
It's got to get done. And guess what? Set a time frame.
Just go for it. Thanks, Ma.
Put yourself in a position where your mind can just sort of be at ease. You get stuff done because you know it's going to come to an end. And you get something awesome at the end.
That's right. You get a little treat. A Klondike bar can do work some wonders.
Yes.
Yep.
Big thank you to our listener for writing in. Everyone else listening.
It was awesome. Yes.
Let's dig into that.com. Send us an email. We love when things like this come up. So please keep the topics coming, the questions coming. We love answering them.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being brave and for listening. We love being with you.
That's right. I'm JT, everybody.
And I'm Jordan. Until next time.
Be brave, beautiful friends.